We are on page 70, Daf Ayin. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
I hope you recorded that.
Please, that was recorded, and I apologize to all the people who are listening to this recording. That was not our fault.
Technical difficulty.
Abe! Shalom, Abe. Okay.
I
have an oilum over here online. I gotta be careful here. Okay.
Shalom. Happy Yom
Ha'atzmaut. Happy Yom Ha'atzmaut. Okay. I'm Rav Chinana. Hador Tamer B'Yayit. So we just got finished saying that the din is by Erevin. V'chein la'erev. That the shiurim that we have from Meister Ani is the same, is going to be the same shiur for Erevin. And we said Erev Chumen happens to be the Rambam. It's in Perak Aleph Hilchas Erevin. In Perak Aleph, he doesn't talk about Erev Chumen at all. He talks about Eruvei Chatzeres and Shituvei Mevuos. Eruvei Chatzeres has to be bread, so it's not Negea that. But Shituvei Mevuos is Arvin B'chol Dover. So the same din is true by Shituvei Mevuos as well. Okay, that's just so you know where the Rambam puts it. Now, Reb Chinana says, this is true by wine, but by oil, everybody mustn't stay sudas. Now, that on the face of it, it doesn't make a lot of sense, because that's what we were saying before also, that the shear of the Maaser Ani was mustn't stay sudas. So what does he mean, aval, that it's stay sudas? So there are various approaches to this. Some say enochanami, that's all he really means. And some say that the difference is whether that even though we mentioned before that for Maaser Ani it would be enough to dip the amount you need to dip for two sudas, even though it's not an adequate amount to fill you up, obviously, for two sudas. But when it comes to giving out, when it comes to Erev, rather, it's not adequate that you have to have the amount of oil that you could sell and buy two sudas, that it's actually a different shear. So there are different approaches to how to learn what the Gemara actually means. Tony, ma'arvin b'chaymetz mazin shtei sudas. When it comes to vinegar, you use now that's for two sudas. Rabbi Yom Yerushalayim, Rabbi Shmuel, bar Rabbi Yitzchak, k'dei litpol b'yar kanagan shtei sudas. And again, we're talking about vegetables bound up together. I guess that's just the way they ate it. And you would dip them in the vinegar, and it's the amount of vinegar you would need to dip vegetables, which would be adequate for two sudas. So I really don't understand why, when it comes to the oil, it wouldn't be enough to dip, and by the chometz, it is enough to dip. That doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, maybe because vinegar is generally used as a dip, it says on the bottom here. So maybe that's why, I'm not sure. Rabbi Yitzchak Katushya, Amar Kumi Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem Rabbi Dvei Rabbi Yanei, Afunin Chayin, regarding raw peas, Ma'avin Behen Shnei Sudas. You could make an Erev if there's the amount of food needed for two meals. The Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of that? There's a Machlaikis Rabbi Meir in the Chacham when it comes to onions. So Rabbi Meir holds that since raw onions are only eaten with bread, you can't be Ma'arev with just raw onions. And the Chacham or Chaylik. So the Gemara is saying that this halacha of the peas is necessary for the Shita of Reb Meir. The mean is, why do I need this Chiddush about the peas? I needed to tell me that the Shita of Reb Meir, who holds normally you can't use onions for an Erev, Shloi Taimar. You shouldn't say that just like you can't use onions, the peas also perhaps you wouldn't be able to use because it causes bad breath unless you eat them with something else. And you might think you can't make an Erev with them. So Kamash Malon, no, nonetheless, they can be used to make an Erev according to the Shita Rameir.
Just a point of clarification.
Yeah.
One item, enough of that item to satisfy somebody for two meals worth.
That's correct.
One of other things that you really get to meal, just a meal of onions, a meal of whatever.
Well, You know, it depends. If it's a dip, then it would be what comes with other things. And if it's not, sometimes it's the thing itself that would have to fill you up.
I mean, five peaches.
Five peaches, I mean, that seemed to been not the meal itself. That seemed to be kind of, yeah. Dog maliach marvamah, you can use a salted fish. Basar maliach marvamah, you can use a salted meat. Basar chai, what about raw meat? So that's the way most mafarshim learn, the Gershami is putting this together with the first two, and that too can be used. The raw meat can also be used. The sninon habavlayim loichanoisek shulchai. Even though normally we won't eat raw meat, but there's a group of people that do. If there's a group of people that do, I can use it for my erev, even though I might not. Nesha daitan mukulkalas. They have perverse sensibilities. I think the Bavli has a lashon that it's daitan yofe. It's a healthy or strong, whatever the way it is, refined sensibilities, whatever the pshat is, but the point of it is that you use raw meat, since some people do eat it. That's good enough. Next, Rabbi Yudin asked the final question about dal kalkira. This is kind of a herb. Others say that it's a type of fish, whatever it is. It's not normally eaten raw. So he's saying hoil v'ilein kusoi achlin minei chaya, but the Kuthians eat it raw. So arba basa, therefore you can make an erev. Just like raw meat is used, could be used for an erev, they can also use for an erev.
But the Kuthians are not Jews.
Anybody can use it, or only
anyone can use it, even if you're not a Kuthian. You're saying Kuthians are not Jews. I don't think it makes a difference.
Okay.
I don't think it makes a difference. As long as some people eat it.
Raw meat.
Raw meat. I mean, I and now we're going to talk about raw meat a little bit about the by Kohanim. Shmuel bar Shilas Shem Rav. Oh no, it's not here. It's going to be later. Papuin, Gugonius, Chalugloyos. These are Arvin Pan. It doesn't say what they are. The Gemara asked, "Bon Kamei Haydin Inhun." What are these things? Amalon, Kukuli, and Dekuki, Vaparpachinaya, which are types of. I mean, maybe you guys know what coriander and purslane are. Purslane.
Yeah.
They're seeds.
They're spices.
Spices. So they're spices. Anyway, so these spices you can use. Obviously, you're not eating a two meals worth of spices. You're going to be adding spices into your food. As long as you have enough spice here for two meals, good enough. I mean, that's got to be the pshat, right?
Maybe the value of those things.
He says kakuli is some kind of a beet. Beets.
Beets?
Yeah. That's how the Hebrew word. Salad.
Interesting. It doesn't say it here in the English. It says here it's an inexpensive herb. Okay, whatever.
And what's the purpose for the two meals? It says in Gemara Shabbos is because you're going to meet Kunsh Visa there and you're going to go there and have a meal. You're not going to make a meal on these herbs. So.
But the fact, yeah, well, it's not that you're going to make a meal there. It's that you have a Makam Shvisa. So what's called a Makam Shvisa? A place where you have supplies for a meal. Not that you're necessarily going to eat it, you know.
It's
yeah.
Kosher enough
to make it considered a makom shvisa. Yeah, I guess. Midazu amur b'kahanim. Next halacha five. Midazu amur b'kahanim levim l'israelim. That the amount that we mentioned, just to show you the obtain moshe, I think he says it clearly, what this means. Midazu hashir sharmanu ein parchasin la'ani. The shear that we said in the previous Mishnah, right? That you can't give an ani less than two meals. So that's true whether the ani is a Kohen, a Levi, or a Yisrael. Right? Cholacha mehem sheyesh lo meiser ani lachalek begorin lo yivchos mizeh hashir. Oh, wait a second. The main Moshe makes it. Not that he's the recipient. He's giving it out. Yeah, there's two pshatim over here. The Marafolda also says it. Midazu amur ba'aniyim kohanim, aniyim levim the Yisraelim, that the aniyim, the poor people are the levim. Lishnachrina ben balbatim kohanim, ben levim Yisraelim, whether the balbatim. So either side, whether the Kohanim Levim or Yisraelim, they have to follow this measure of the two. Why would you think it's different? Because since what? Since the Kohen and the Levi are already getting other foods from other, they have other income, alternate income. So therefore, maybe you should give them a little less. So Kamashal and the Mishnah, no. Everybody gets the same amount. Okay, Hoya Matzo.
Are they still considered an aniyim if they get the other?
Yeah, the shear from Meiser Ani is, what is it? A person has enough food for a week. I'm not sure exactly what the exact share is. I'm not holding it. Right, well, I think it's going to come up later. So it says over here, Hayamatzel, if you were saving the Meiser Ani for your relative, you have a relative that's poor and you want to save some of your personal Meiser Ani for him. So can I give it all to my relative? Right? It says to me, is that the pasuk? Something like that. So you should take look out after your relatives. So the Mishnah gives you a guideline. You can take half for your relative, the other half you give out to the public. Okay?
Any idea why this is different than tzedakah?
It is. It's exactly the same as tzedakah.
No.
Yeah, tzedakah also you're supposed to take no more than half for your own personal relatives. You should always reserve half for the public, half for your relatives. That's the way I understood it. You think it's different? Huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Think it's different? Okay, I could be mistaken. I always thought that was the rule. Maybe I'm wrong.
Is it more or less
I remember the video where they asked Rav Yashiv, what does it say? It says that Ani Eretz Yisrael are before Ani Eircha or something like that, right? So he said, so if we're collecting and they need an Eretz Yisrael, so how should we? He says, Daf Gim Shabeda. You gotta collect for both. He didn't want to hear this, oh, there's only enough for one. You gotta collect for everybody, and that's it. Okay, it's a Hoyla Mamut, but if he only had a small amount, so let's suppose, right, suppose he doesn't have that much to give out to begin with. So the simple meaning of the Mishnah is, you can't, so in this case, you don't take for your relative. You just give the people. So this Mishnah is basically cutting out the relatives, quite the opposite of what you're insinuating is the rule of tzedakah. I don't know.
You can tell your relatives when you're planning on giving it out, and he shows up just like all the other aniyim.
That's true. That's a possibility. It's very practical. So the Gemara says like this. The Mishnah that says you give half and save half, that's talking about where you have Yoser Mekisher, you have more than what the amount that's needed to give out to the local poor people. Hoya Matzil, as the Mishnah is telling me like this, in that case, he has it, italicized. In that case, if you're interested in saving Meiser Ani for your relatives, then Noitel Metzav and Noisem Metzav. Then you have that Eitzah. However, Avol Pekishir, I'm at base. But if it is just the amount that the poor people who are coming, they'll get the shtei suit. Let's say I have 10 suitors and there are 5 aniyim outside the door. So who knows if neyem v'hein machalkin b'neihen. So here, there's two things to notice here. So number one, you can't put aside for your relative, and number two, there's this idea that you put it aside. Not aside. You put it in front of them. Normally, in other words, if you have a lot, so you're doing the handout. But if you have less than what's necessary, you don't divide it up and say, okay, I've got 5 people here, I've got 5 sudas here, I'm going to give 1 suda to each one of you. That's not the way it works. Then it's he puts it down, and they take it. They figure it out. I believe that's what it says.
If when a car shows up in front of your house, a couple of people, you don't take one check after the driver.
Well, we're going to see about the car in just a second. Hold on. Hold that thought about the car. Reb Chizkiya, apostle Masis of Begishir. Reb Chizkiya, no, he said that we're talking about where he has only the amount needed for the poor people in the field. Begish Lahatzel, he wants to save for his relatives, Noitel Mechza, Noitel Mechza. Shwe Tarsha, Noitel Mechza, Noitel Mechza, Nasa Dover Mord. Because he took half for his relatives and gave only half to the poor, so therefore it became less than the amount needed. Basically, what he's saying is, don't touch the mission the way the previous one. What was his name? The previous one was Reb Yoina. So we have Reb Yoina and we have Reb Chizkiya. So what they're doing is they're taking two approaches to the statement of the Mishnah. Is the statement of the Mishnah when it says Kishir, it says what? It says Hayilo Mumot. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Hoya matzel noisin mechza for noitel mechza. Hoya loy mamuot noisin lefneyan mehem achalkem einayan." So there are two ways to read this Mishnah. Either it's one statement, it's all one case, that he has enough to give out to the aniyim, but if he's going to take half and give out half, he's going to have less than the amount that he needs to give out to the aniyim. So in that case, so it's the same case. This is the second pshat that we're learning now. Even because he took half of it off, so it became less than he needs. So therefore, he's nice to lift name. But the first pshat, Reb Yoina, he was saying no. That the only heter to have nice in mezuzah and noitel mezuzah is only if you have more than you need. Okay, so it's two different ways to read the Mishnah. All right, does that make sense? Tani Hamasamal Apsochim. Now we're going to talk about Shopsy's favorite case. It's your favorite case. I know you like to talk about the vans full of Mishulach. So the people that are going around from door to door, Ein is Kakim Lem Chol Davar. So it's a funny statement. Now there are those who say that really this Gemara is completely misplaced. From here to the Mishnah, it's completely out of place. Really, you should insert the next Mishnah right now. In other words, if you look at the next Mishnah, it starts off with Ein Pekasin La'ani Ha'ayvah Mimakam Ha'akam Ha'kikar B'Poydim Barbasom B'Song. So there's you can't give an ani less than a certain amount, a loaf of bread, okay? So that's the minimum amount. So the Gemara is commenting on that Gemara, on that Mishnah. All the Gemaras we're going to say now until the Mishnah is like, you have to make believe like we said that Mishnah already, even though we don't have it in the Gersa. But Tony, Hamasabavin, Ahab Sotham, Enoskakim Lachol Dover. Which, I'm just going to tell you what the Rambam says in the end of Hilch Smat Nasanim. The Rambam just simply says like this. Normally, there's a din of Dei Machsayah Shayech Salai, meaning you have to go ahead and make him, bring him back up to what he was at before he became poor. That's only true if he's not Masaviv, if he's going around from place to place, no one's Mokhayiv to give him that amount. Not an individual and not the Gabbait Stalker, nobody. But you do have a requirement to give him something. So I think the idea here of in his kokin lahem lahol davar for all matters means you don't have to give him all he needs. I think that's what it means. L'chol davar means you're not nizkak to give him demach sarwa. That's how I'm going to teach it. I'm Reb Yoina, v'chol d'liyufay sleiman agron d'ilay. But you have to give him his usual amount, meaning you can't just throw him out without giving him anything. On the bottom it says that if people are going to see this, they're going to say, oh, you threw him out, it must be you found out that he was a liar, a faker. If people are going to start that rumor, nobody will give him anything and they'll starve to death. So for sure, you have to continue to give him, the dollar or the $5, whatever you're accustomed to giving this type of money.
Okay. Every individual has to give it, or just the?
That's every individual. Yeah.
They're not
going to
know.
I mean, if no one's going to know. One second. second. Here it says in 6, it says the administrator of the charity does not give a donation. So maybe it's only talking about the administrator. You're right. I it could be it's only referring to the administrator. Not sure. The Rambam's Lashon, let me just take a quick peek at the Rambam's Lashon in this regard. This is in which halacha? This is Aleph, Perek Zion, Halacha Zion. Here it is. So what Rambam says, Mefarnesin, Mechasin, Ani Yaakov, Ani Yisrael, Negak Shom. Ani Mechazal Apsochem, Enes Kochen Loi Lomatonim Aruba. I don't know, it sounds to me from the Rambam's Lashon this is anybody. The Reb Chaim, when he says it, he says, Gam HaGavayt Shtalka has to give him. And that's why he writes this Gzeira that he says in the bottom. In other words, the individual for sure has to give him. I do believe that's true. Yeah. We'll go with that for now.
Baz Shlomi says that it's talking about a Yochid, not a guy, but Shtalka, the Rambam.
What?
The Radbaz says that Rambam, Perek Zion, Halacha Zion, is referring to a Yachid, not the Gavayt Shtalka.
It's not referring to the Gavayt Shtalka. Yeah, but that's the pashtus of the Rambam.
Yes.
Yeah, but and the Chaim says Gam HaGavayt Shtalka in his footnotes.
Right, okay,
very good. Now the Gemara is going to say, Hochat Omar, there's a contradiction of between our Mishnah and the next Mishnah. Let's see if we can get this right. Our Mishnah says, Ein Pox Elanim V'Goyrin, you can't give it any less than a half kav of wheat. So we're going to say now, just remember this amount, half a kav of wheat is what's necessary for two Seudas. V'Chat Omar, in the next Mishnah, you're going to say what? Ein Pox Elanim V'Goyrin, V'Mokam V'Mokam, you can't give a person less than a loaf that costs a certain amount. So it would follow that the loaf given to the poor person contains a half cob of wheat. Okay? So his question is like this. If one Mishnah says that the final product has a half cob of wheat, then if I give him raw materials half cob, then there's going to be expenses involved in producing that wheat. You're going to have to get it ground. You're going to have to get it baked. There are going to be expenses. So it'll end up you're not giving him two sudas. You're giving him less. The Gemara is going to suggest that it's actually one third. The expense of a total would be 30%. So when you give the poor person wheat, the poor person will incur the expenses of grinding the wheat, sifting, baking the flour. If we deduct these expenses from the amount of bread produced, the amount will decrease less than the two-meal minimum. That's the stira. Okay, does that make sense, the stira?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Rav Huna Amar, so he says, what? That a loaf costing a punjin actually contains less than a full half cob of wheat. In other words, the assumption we made that it required a full half cob of wheat to make these two loaves was an incorrect assumption. That half cob of wheat assumed the expenses included. So, say mehem shlish liyitzia. One third of that went for the expense, so you're good. You're covered. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbon, Mapik le'ilei nachtomaya. So what did he do? He deducted for the bakers, kadod rav huna. He let them... What does it mean? He would allow the bakers to deduct one third of the wheat in producing bread to cover their expenses. In other words, that's a reasonable expense. I guess it's regarding Hilchas Einar. Is that why he's doing it? Is it? Let's see.
his responsibility is to give Meiser, then it's costing him in processing. So is the Meiser what the person receives, or is the Meiser what the person gives? It's the person who gives, so.
Yeah, but what's this then So look at Rash Cirilo. Yod mapikli lay nachto maya. Could a signum par come to Baba Basra?
Which one?
Look at in Rash Cirilo towards the bottom, and it's the second on the left, third line down. Mapikli elain nachto maya. Could a signum par come to Baba Basra? Rashoim b'nei ha'ir lahasia al kitzuson, she yashumu lahen shar, shole yavifu al shlish lahotza osam. In other words, you're putting a limit on the profit margins of the people in town. Mm-hmm. So that limit is one third. So we're using this as a shear, as a guideline for what we're allowing, what's considered a reasonable amount of money to make. Right.
It's not because of
Aino.
It was a
takana. A takana sashuk, right?
Right. Like Shmuel said, you know, if you don't do this, I'm gonna, you know, whatever he said.
Yeah.
It's a takana. They don't want bakers, I think, to make more than a third, and that was a takana.
Right. Okay. I said Aino. I was just using the wrong language. The amount based on the amount that's being sold. Rabba bar mamo ba kumi rabla ro isa yaitzim in ha'ir v'nichnas lei. Again, this is a question which is really negar the next Mishnah, because the rule is, you look at the next Mishnah.
Doesn't make sense to go and learn in the next Mishnah now.
If you want to just read the next Mishnah, the third line of the next Mishnah, it says lon. So it says if he stays overnight. We give him provisions for the night lodging. I don't remember much of that. So he has to get a place. He has food. Both. He must be provided not only with the food that we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, but a place to sleep, a bed, and bedding. And it says over here that Tosefta adds oil and beans to eat with his bread, whatever. Let's just put it this way. There's bonuses if you stay overnight.
There's a breakfast buffet.
There's a bonus overnight. So his question was, let's suppose the Ani comes, they see him leaving town, and then they see him come back to town. And he says, you know what? I decided I'm staying here after all. I like it here in Baltimore. Now, the question is, so what's the problem? What's the question? The question is, is he, are we chayshed him? Right? The Gemara is inquiring. A person who leaves town without requesting provisions for night lodging, and then he returns, he's entitled to such provisions. Are we concerned that his return is merely a ruse to obtain the provisions, but he actually has no intention of spending the night here in town? He has in mind to keep traveling, in which case he doesn't get the extra bonus. So the question is, he saw him leave, and then he saw him come back. Maybe he realized he could hop a little bit more money out of the town.
Or he won't make it to the next destination.
That's the question. So he says, Omalei ha'noisin noisin, give him, whoever gives should give. V'halokeach yachush la'atzmo. But the person who takes it, he has to, you know, ask yourself a question. Are you feeling lucky today? Yeah, okay. So that's the din, and tomorrow night, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do Ayin Aleph. A good night.